Lesson 55, 626 BC. Nineveh destroyed. Nineveh. Most of us know this ancient city in Assyria from the familiar story of Jonah. Because of Jonah's fear and dislike of the Ninevites, he jumped on a ship to Tarshish rather than heed God's instruction to go to Nineveh. Of course, after spending 3 thought-provoking days and nights in the belly of a big fish, Jonah went to Nineveh after all, and the people repented of their wickedness. But then what happened to Nineveh? Have you ever wondered if it's still around today? Let's look now at a brief history of Nineveh and learn of its ultimate fate. You may find it interesting that Nineveh was originally founded after the Great Flood by one of the great-grandsons of Noah. His name was Nimrod. You can read about him in Genesis 10, 8 through 11. The Bible indicates that he was a mighty hunter before the Lord and that he settled several cities, including Babel and Nineveh. What we can gather from this information is that Nineveh was a very old city, one of the oldest cities of the ancient world. Besides being old, Nineveh was huge. Like many large cities today, Nineveh was really a group of small cities clustered together. They stretched as far as 30 miles in length. At least 1 million people lived in the vicinity. 100-foot wall with high towers, as well as 3 water-filled moats, surrounded the city. The city wall was so wide that 3 chariots could ride on top of it side by side. As for the people of Nineveh, they were fierce. Or at least their army was. The Assyrians were known for developing massive weapons of war, such as catapults and battering rams. Worse than that, the Assyrians were known for how cruelly they tortured their prisoners of war by skinning them alive and removing body parts. Remember, too, that Assyria was home to the ever-prideful Sennacherib, the king who tried to take over the southern kingdom of Israel, but was stopped by God's death angel. However, there was a time of spiritual revival for Nineveh before Sennacherib ever ruled. For decades after Jonah preached to them, the Assyrians changed their evil ways and made drastic political reforms. Why the change didn't last, no one really knows, but it didn't. That's why, years later, Nahum and Zephaniah prophesied to the Ninevites as well. They had some serious words of warning for these people. For example, Zephaniah wrote to the Ninevites, and I quote, "And he will stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation, as dry as the wilderness. This is the rejoicing city that dwelt securely, that said in her heart, I am it, and there is none besides me. How has she become a desolation, a place for beasts to lie down? Everyone who passes by her shall hiss and shake his fist." Zephaniah 2, 13 and 15.